This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Opening statements took place on Monday in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up stories about his sex life during the 2016 campaign, which he denies. After court, Trump said the day went well, but it's an unfair case.
They take this payment and they throw it a legal expense. And you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail.
The trial ended Monday with David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, starting his testimony on the witness stand. He's back Tuesday. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria faced two separate rocket and explosive drone attacks in less than 24 hours, Iraqi security sources and U.S. officials told Reuters on Monday, in the first such incidents reported after a near three-month pause. Two drones were shot down at an airbase that hosts U.S. troops in the western Iraqi province of Anbar out of an abundance of caution, a U.S. official said. That followed five rockets fired from northern Iraq toward U.S. forces at a base in remote northeastern Syria on Sunday, according to U.S. and Iraqi officials. There were no reports of casualties or significant damage from the attacks. The U.S. State Department on Monday said Hamas moved the goalposts in ceasefire talks with Israel.
What you have seen over the past few weeks is Hamas moved the goalposts. There are demands that they have made. Israel has moved some way to meeting those demands, and Hamas has then changed their demands.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. A Russian missile strike that broke in half a 240-meter television tower in Kharkiv on Monday is part of a deliberate effort by Moscow to make Ukraine's second-largest city uninhabitable, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. Dramatic footage obtained by Reuters showed the main mast of the television tower breaking off and falling to the ground in the city that has been pounded by missile and drone strikes for weeks. The Ukrainian leader said he told U.S. President Joe Biden about the airstrike that was carried out several minutes before they spoke by telephone. Flood-swamped parts of China's Guangdong province following record-breaking rains on Monday, sparking worries about the region's defenses against bigger deluges induced by extreme weather events. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The area situated in the densely populated Pearl River Delta is prone to summer floods and has previously put in place strong defenses to limit the fallout. But since Thursday, the region has been battered by abnormally heavy, sustained and widespread rainfall, bringing the wet season earlier than expected. Rescuers race to save the many people trapped by floodwaters. In some regions, houses have been submerged up to their upper floors. Tens of thousands have been evacuated.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Cameroon's opposition and civil society leaders have launched a mass campaign to combat voter apathy. There are about 15 million potential voters in Cameroon, but only about 7 million are registered. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports.
Cameroon's presidential elections will take place in October 2025 on a date to be decided by 91-year-old President Paul Biya, who has ruled the Central African state for more than four decades. Among the campaigners is Mba Raoul, spokesperson of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement, or CRM Party. The spokesperson says Cameroon's opposition and civil society want civilians, especially reluctant youth, to register now and to vote and defend their votes when elections are called. Moki Edwin Kinzaka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
More than 80 earthquakes, the strongest of 6.3 magnitude, struck Taiwan's east coast starting Monday night and into the early hours of Tuesday, and some caused shaking of buildings in the capital, Taipei, the island's weather administration said. The quakes were centered largely rural. No reports of casualties. I'm Joe Ramsey.